Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my name is Dana P, and I'm the host of Dana P Speaks Talk Live Radio Station. I bring live interviews and news that you want to hear on a biblical perspective. So tune in with us every day to hear Dana P Speaks Talk Live Radio Station.
Stay tuned after the commercials. We'll be back. You're listening to...
This is Al Shalom Israel. Just giving a shout out to Dana P Speaks Radio, Kwam Yashala.
All right, shout out to Dana P Talk Radio, man. You know, live in Tampa, Florida, right?
Shout out to Dana P Speaks.
Thank you for being here today. We have our guest. She is a truck driver, and she's coming to the show to share her experience. She's a mother, and she's a grandmother, and she's a truck driver. Our special guest today is Shakima Davis. Welcome, Shakima. Okay, welcome, Shakima.
Hi. Thanks for having me today.
Yes, it's our pleasure for you to be here today to share this great experience that most women think about, but they just kind of feel like this is not their area of expertise. So I like to ask you, Shakima, what made you want to be a truck driver?
Well, I decided to become a truck driver for many reasons, but one of the reasons was it gave me an opportunity to be more self-sufficient. As we all know, COVID and with the pandemic and everything, people were getting laid off and didn't have any stability far as, you know, with employment and working. And becoming a truck driver, it gave me stability. I became a essential worker. So it gave me the opportunity to travel, see other states and throughout the U.S., and make great money, of course. You know, we all women, we love that money, so.
Yes, we do. What is it like being a female truck driver?
Well, being a female truck driver, it can be very challenging at times since it's predominantly a man's industry. What I've learned is that you have to keep in mind that, one, you're not alone, and don't let anyone tell you that you're not capable of doing something. Sometimes you can feel, you know, like as a woman, I want to be able to back this truck up, and you want to do everything perfect, you know, and you just have to stay focused, and that's what I do. I stay focused. It's given me some independency, and I love it.
That is so awesome. So being a truck driver, you get to travel a lot in the truck. Can you tell us some places that you've been?
Well, I've been all of the South. East, Virginia, from New York, Jersey, down south, Georgia, Florida, of course, South Carolina, also on the West Coast, California. I would say I've been to all states, all, you know, states, and the only place I haven't been is Canada.
Oh, wow. Wow, that is pretty awesome. You know, is it true that you can get paid while training for your CDL?
It is true that you can get paid while training. So a lot of the trucking companies have training that's available to you where you would go out with a trainer for about 4 to 6 weeks. And during that period, you get paid like a salary. It's a set rate that you'll receive on a weekly basis.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. I know the listening audience would like to know that. There's women out there that's really have been talking about, you know, getting in the trucking industry, and they've been really afraid to, you know, take on that challenge. And so what would you, what are some of the pointers you can give to these women who want to drive trucks?
Well, if you're a, you know, a mother, it can be very, you know, challenging because when you first start out, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go over the road and be gone away from your loved ones and your children for, you know, weeks at a time. And me as a mom, that was something that I had to overcome. Being a truck driver and, you know, obtaining your CDLs, it's opening up doors for you as well as a lot of opportunity to make more money. There's no limitations on how much money you can make. You can start out behind the wheel and become an owner-operator where you own your own truck. So the sky is the limit. My suggestion would be just to stay focused. Remember at every, you know, at the end of every tunnel, there is light, and that you have an overall goal. And you're going to have to make sacrifices, but at the end it's going to be well worth it. Not only for yourself, but for your family as well. Stability, having, you know, income coming in consistently, not having to worry about, you know, everyday life, being able to, you know, pay your bills and take care of your family, go on trips and things of that nature. So it's very rewarding at the end, and you have to just keep in mind and remember that, you know, you have a sole purpose, set your goal and go for it. And like I said earlier, you know, don't let anyone tell you that you're not capable of doing it, because you can do anything that you put your mind to.
That is so awesome and good words of encouragement. Well, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back. At Amazon Prime, there is a new release, Full-Time Pimpin'. Lester is a ruthless pimp as he aids in pushing off exploiting vulnerable women. His success has attracted the attention of rival gangs who are determined to take over his empire and put an end to his reign. Look at Full-Time Pimpin', yeah, on Amazon Prime. You're listening to Dana B. Speak Talk Radio.
Stay tuned after the commercials. We'll be back. You're listening to Dana P. Speaks on Gospel Inspiration 96.3 WURK Tampa.
This is Al Shalom Israel, just giving a shout out to Dana P. Speaks Radio, Kwam Yashala.
All All right, shout out to Dana Peace Talk Radio, man. You know, live in Tampa, Florida, right?
Shout out to Dana Peace Speaks.
Well, we're back, and I have Shakima Davis here. She is a truck driver, and she's sharing her experience with us, listening audience, and those that are interested in getting in the trucking business. Shakima, before we wrap the show up, I would love you to share with the listening audience some of your great moments out there driving the truck.
Oh, well, let's see. Like I said previously, traveling, being able to travel in different states and see different surroundings and meeting people. I'm a very outgoing person, so when I go into the receiver or the shipper, I get to meet other drivers, and that's something that's very important, too, as a woman being in this industry. You want to gain references and communicate with other drivers, especially women drivers, and learn their experiences, what they've experienced and things of that nature. I like being behind the wheel. I like to drive. That's something that's important to you. You want to, you have to be open to being behind the wheel, you know, every day for at least about 8 to 10 hours a day. But being safe and just traveling, I mean, that's my big thing, being able to travel and providing for my family. Also, a couple of other pointers I just want to throw out there for you is make sure that you always do a pre-trip, meaning you want to plan your trips before going out there on the road. Make sure that you check the weather consistently throughout the day, because like we know, weather does change at the spur of the moment. That's something that's very important. Do your pre-trip. Make sure that everything is, you know, good and going with your truck. Just being careful out there, you know, with the what we call four-wheelers, which are your everyday drivers out there, because, you know, that's very important. You want to be able to protect not only yourself, because we all want to go home at the end of the day. You want to also protect the motor public. That's something that's important as well. If you keep those things in mind, keep a positive attitude, and every day is a learning experience. Like they taught me in school, like never think that, you know, oh, I got this. Every day is a learning experience. You know, it's going to be difficult at times, but you're going to learn it and you're going to get it. And when you do, you're going to feel real good about yourself.
That's right. So we're going to say thank you so much, Shakima Davis, for being on the show. Thank our listening audience for tuning in to Dana Peace Speak Talk Radio. This is episode 1-2-2-3-9-4-3-2. Come back and join us tomorrow. Thank you, Shakima.
And thank you for having me.
Hello, my name is Dana P, and I'm the host of Dana P Speaks Talk Live Radio Station. I bring live interviews.